I groaned, sitting up. The room around us, inside the Nalhallan Royal Weapons Testing Facility, was white and featureless. The wall where we'd been standing had an open window looking into the blast range, which was filled with sand. There were no other windows or furniture, save for a set of cabinets on our right.
"What did I expect it to do?"
I said.
"Maybe play some music? Say mama?
Where I come from, exploding is not a normal bear habit."
"Where you come from, a lot of things are backward," Bastille said. "I'll bet your poodles don't explode either."
"No, they don't."
"Pity."
"Actually, exploding poodles would be awesome. But exploding teddy bears? That's dangerous."
"Duh."
"But Bastille, they're for children."
"Exactly. So that they can defend themselves, obviously."
She rolled her eyes and walked back over to the window that looked into the sand-filled room. She didn't ask if I was hurt. She could see that I was still breathing, and that was generally good enough for her. Also, you may have noticed that this is Chapter 2. You may be wondering where Chapter 1